All right, time now for the word of the day with Dr. Wayne Pond. And Dr. Pond, we are on the edges of our seats waiting to see what you have for us.
Hey, Nikki, did I just hear Ron invite you and me to lunch today?
I did.
Yeah.
I can't wait.
Oh, great. Yeah. All right, well, we'll figure out a place where he can take us.
Someplace expensive.
Of course. Yeah.
A little payback there, brother. All right, guys, here we go. I got a dandy for you. Nikki, this may be a word that you have thrown at His Majesty in some form or other over the past while on the radio. I mean, after all, if radio is one thing, it's certainly repetition. So prepare yourself.
Okay.
And listen carefully here. Prosopagnosia. Prosopagnosia. Do you recognize that as
no.
a word that you came up with internet style lately?
No.
Well, it is all about the inability to recognize faces. That is the meaning of our word for the day. An inability to recognize faces. Prosopagnosia.
I have
deep
that.
Breath here. Prosopagnosia. I'll let you spell that out on replay, Ron, Nikki. Prosopagnosia. I get the feeling that with all these indictments coming down up in D.C., we're going to have a lot of, hey, I don't recognize him. I don't recognize her. Who's that? A lot of prosopagnosia politically. What do you think?
And it's really ironic you bring up this word today, because on America in the Morning today, between 5 and 6 a.m., as I'm on the way to work, they did this thing about people recognizing faces, and as opposed to, you know, names and that sort of thing. And you weren't up that early to listen to that, were you?
I guarantee you I was not up that early.
I wouldn't recognize you if you were.
our day starts right after yours does, Ron. But boy, never quite that early. So, all right, guys, prosopagnosia. There's your word of the day, and maybe we'll see you at lunch. Okay, you be good kids.